You're listening to SBS News.
For many Australians, long lines outside local pharmacies have become a familiar sight as people follow health advice and seek to buy rapid antigen tests to use at home rather than line up for PCR tests. The wait was meant to become a little easier for concession card holders, with free tests becoming available for this group from today. 6.6 million people, including pensioners, veterans and low-income earners, are now allowed up to 10 free tests from pharmacies within a three-month period. But Pharmacy Guild of Australia President Trent Toomey has told the Nine Network there are some issues already with the rollout.
We will have enough over the course of the program, but we don't have enough today. And so there are 6,000 community pharmacies in Australia, and 804 pharmacies went live this morning. So that's nationwide. There are pharmacies in every state and territory that will go live today. But 804 pharmacies out of 6,000 means simply the majority of pharmacies will not be going live.
These ongoing supply concerns are causing some anxiety as the daily numbers come in state by state. In Victoria, there were 11,695 new COVID-19 cases and 17 deaths, the lowest case numbers recorded in the state since the 3rd of January. In Tasmania, 619 new cases have been recorded, down slightly from yesterday's figure of 625. The Northern Territory had 212 new COVID cases overnight. In Western Australia, 24 new cases were reported today, and South Australia has seen 2,009 new infections. Premier Stephen Marshall says a limited number of rapid tests are available from state-run clinics, and he says the state's COVID Ready Committee will be meeting this week to discuss how case numbers can be further limited.
We'll be looking at a range of topics. We'll obviously be getting some further modelling back from Professor Ross, with regards to how we may set about easing restrictions in South Australia. We'll have a discussion again about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and more vulnerable communities across South Australia. And we'll also be looking at elective surgery.
Ongoing supply issues notwithstanding, there is now open speculation about whether Australia has seen the peak of the Omicron wave amid fluctuating numbers in hospitalisation treatment figures. Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says although hospitalisations have jumped to 78 today, with four people in intensive care, she is confident in the way cases are trending.
We've now had a couple of days of lower numbers in the Northern Territory in that 200 to 300 range, and that's seeing our rolling seven-day average coming down to under 400. We do acknowledge that usually earlier in the week we do see a bit of a lag in testing because of the weekend. We also are seeing bumpy results in our testing because of the isolated conditions we live in the Northern Territory, the remoteness. But we've certainly flattened the curve.
In New South Wales, where there were 15,091 new cases today, 24 more deaths, and a steep increase in COVID-19 hospitalisations. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant also says there is cause for some cautious optimism.
But it is pleasing that when we look at a range of measures, our assessment indicates that the spread of COVID virus is slowing, our situation is stabilising, and whilst we expect to see a little bit of an uptick in transmission associated with schools going back, I just want to say that this can be mitigated by the actions of you as individuals.
Most states are anticipating an upswing in case numbers when school returns. In Queensland, with 10,212 new cases today and 13 deaths, Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says the start of term will extend Queensland's peak.
The peak does not mean the end. That means the high point. The other thing I should draw everyone's attention to is that schools will be recommencing in 2 weeks' time, and it's likely that when that occurs, there will be a further, probably, extension of the peak. So it may well be that we have a longer, flatter period because of schools.
In New South Wales, where the return to school plan was announced at the weekend, Premier Dominic Perrottet has sought to reassure parents, telling reporters today he understands families are concerned, but a good plan is in place.
The massive operation which we set out to achieve in relation to the distribution and obviously the acquisition of rapid antigen tests has been incredibly successful. Already today we have 5 million rapid antigen tests that have been distributed to schools across our state, and the rest are following over the next day.
Victoria is also supplying rapid tests to staff and students, but Queensland has ruled that out. Health Minister Yvette Dath says those resources are better used elsewhere.
There is not advice or recommendation from AHPPC or the Chief Health Officer that we need to do this level of testing in young people. It's not a comfortable test at the best of times, and we just don't believe that at this stage we need to be testing children in that way and that regular, knowing also that there is a shortage of supply of these tests as well. We believe that those tests are best focused in the areas where we need them the most.
Vaccination remains the linchpin of COVID safety and management strategies. Yvette Dath says vaccination is a key plank of their return to school plan.
5 to 11-year-olds, we are now almost at 25%, which means almost one in four of our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated now, 24.62%. And I remind parents that it's just as important to get your 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated as well. We are not at 70% double dose for the 12 to 15-year-olds. So we really want to see those numbers come up before they start the school year.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says vaccinations will help students and school staff and also minimise the strain on the health system.
Nothing's more important when it comes to protecting you, the people you love, and the people that we all count on, our nurses, our AMBOs and our doctors, the whole team across our health system. Nothing's more important for all of those reasons than getting a third dose.
The nation's vaccination program is also getting a boost of its own, with confirmation that a fourth vaccine has been authorised for use in Australia. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Novavax was given final approval on Monday. He says Novavax is a protein-based vaccine, which will be ideal for those who have not been able to get the jab so far for medical reasons.
The specific advice of the technical advisory group on immunisation is that it will be a two-dose course with a minimum of 3 weeks between the first and second doses. It's a protein-based vaccine, and so for some who may have had contraindications or reactions with regards to other vaccines, this will provide an additional opportunity for them, as well as those who, for whatever reason, have not taken up the program so far.
For information on vaccines and COVID in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.